请弟兄姊妹们仍然把圣经翻到启示录第五章。
Let's turn in our Bibles again to Revelation chapter 5.
感谢主这几天给我们一同在这里交通。
We thank the Lord for giving us the opportunity to again share His word these past few days.
我们盼望今天幕后的一次的交通能把主的心意带到我们每一个人的最深处。
We truly hope in these latter times that God's will can be fully brought into our innermost hearts.
让我们在这个最幕后的段日子的里头，我们都能跟上神的永远的心意。
That in these latter times we can truly follow God's eternal purpose.
我们还是从第九节、第十节这两节圣经上头来留意。
Let's read again verses 9 and 10 here.
他们唱新歌说，你配拿书卷，配揭开七印，因为你曾被杀，用自己的血从各族、各方、各民、各国中买了人来，叫他们归于神，又叫他们成为国民，做祭司归于神，在地上执掌王权。
And they sung a new song, saying, Thou art worthy to take the book and to open the seals thereof. For thou wast slain and hast redeemed us to God by thy blood out of every kindred and tongue and people and nation, and hast made us unto God, our God, kings and priests, and we shall reign on the earth.
我们感谢我们的神。
We thank and praise our God.
因为他借着天上长老们的祷告，把我们带到神那永远的旨意的安排、执行和成全的里头。
We thank our God that through this this prayer of the elders from heaven, He has brought us into the eternal purpose of our God.
我先要补充一下昨天晚上我漏掉的一句话。
I'd like to now make up for what I missed last night.
昨天说到教会成长的是那主的话给我们看到那两个很重要的事实。
Yesterday night we were talking about the growth of the church, and we talked about two realities in that.
因为神既然把我们拣选出来做祭司来归向他。
Since our God has chosen us as priests unto Him,
那我们都是服侍神的人。
So that means we are all serving God.
那服侍神的人就有一个非常重要的事实是不能有任何的更改的。
There's a reality of serving God that cannot change.
那就是所有的服侍是根据神的旨意。
That's that all service is from the will of God, according to the will of God.
神是按照他的旨意来安排一切。
God arranges all things according to His will.
我们服侍神乃是按照神的旨意来满足神所定规的一切。
When we serve God, we are pleasing Him by following His will.
那在神的永远的旨意的里头，
In God's eternal purpose,
有一个非常关键的事物。
There's a very important aspect.
这个关键的事物如果做对了，做成了，那神的旨意就往前去。
If this important aspect is fulfilled, then God's eternal purpose can continue.
如果在这一点上有一点的阻挡的话。
But if there is some falling short in fulfilling that aspect,
神的旨意的执行就会受到阻挡，或者是受到迟延。
Then God's eternal purpose might be hindered or delayed.
那究竟神的旨意是什么一回事呢？在现在。
So what exactly is God's eternal purpose here today?
感谢赞美我们的神。
We thank and praise our God.
我们一直是指着神要借着基督的所作，把万有带回他自己的面前。
We know that God through Jesus is trying to bring the whole creation back to Himself.
而万有带回基督的面前归于神，就是根据有一批主所特别选召出来，称为在基督里首先有盼望的人。
And in order to bring everyone into the presence of Jesus Christ, God has chosen those who first had a specific group of people who first had hope in Christ.
这一批在基督里首先有盼望的人统合起来，我们说那就是神的教会。
So who are those people who first had hope in Christ? That is the church.
所以在这个时代的里头，整个的工作的中心内容都是集中在他的教会的建造的上面。
The focus of Christ during the history, throughout history, has been the building up of the church.
因为只有当教会建造完成了，主的国度才能出现在地上。
Because only when the church is completely built up, then can God's kingdom come down.
新天新地才有条件在国度以后来到来到这个世界。
And only with the building up of the church does the new heaven and earth have a foundation.
那因此我们不能不注意到教会的建造是我们一切的服侍神旨意的人所必须要留心的。
So we cannot but realize that the building of the church should be something of concern to every believer.
那什么叫做教会的建造呢？
But what does it mean to build up the church?
教会的建造不是只是一个名词。
The building of the church is not just a phrase that's coined.
教会的建造是一个很实际的属灵的工程。
Rather, the building of the church is something that's pragmatic and that's real.
如果我们看到二十四长老他们的祷告的那个中心点一直是把万有要带到一个地步归向神。
If you look at the focal point of the prayer of the 24 elders, you see that they're trying to bring all things to God.
那我们就留意到了这一个属灵的学习和操练。
So we can understand here the learnings and the discipline of the Spirit.
特别是神的旨意显出来的这一个教会的建造的实际。
And here it is God who reveals to us the purpose for the building of the church.
是非常严肃的，是把我们带到归向神这个要求里。
And it's very serious. It's that we are to be brought to before God.
那因此我们说到，在神的话语的里头，神把我们放在给我们有两本非常重要的圣经。
And thus, in God's word, we find there are two very important books that God gives to us.
我说的准确一点，是两卷很重要的圣经。
And so God has given us very two important books within the Bible.
是给我们看见怎么叫做教会的建造的。
And those two books describe what is the building of the church.
一本是叫做哥罗西。
The first book is Book of Colossians.
那是说到教会的元首是基督。
That the head of the church is Christ.
如果我们在整个属灵的学习的上面没有被带到这一个点，我毫无保留的接受、承认、顺从基督是教会的元首。
In our spiritual learning, we must come accept without compromise that Christ is the head of the church.
那我们在教会的建造上的头一步就错了。
If we do not do that, then our first step in the church is wrong.
不管我们做了多多少少宗教性的工作，
It doesn't matter how many religious acts you've performed.
如果带出那个结果，不是叫人认定基督是主，是元首。
If the result of your actions do not point people to the fact that Christ is the head.
我们追求的目的是得着基督。
Our purpose in life is to see Christ.
我们追求的内容是得着基督。
The content of our life's pursuit is Christ.
还有我们追求的根据乃是根据基督。
And the foundation of our pursuits in life should be Christ.
如果我们没有 好好的被主带到这一个学习的上面。
If we have not been brought into this way of thinking,
那就不管我们做了多少的事情。
It doesn't matter how much you've done.
我们在神面前还是错了。
Before God, you are still wrong.
如果弟兄姊妹要领会这一个方面的事情，你读第二章、第三章，你就会很清楚。
If brothers and sisters want to be more clear on this aspect, you can read the second, third chapters of Colossians.
对不起， okay. 我说的第二章、第三章就是说启示录的第二章。
So, what he's referring to is that you can read the second and third chapters of Revelation.
这是头一点。
That is the first point.
但是昨天我漏掉的是什么呢？
But what I've forgotten to mention yesterday.
漏掉的就是说到另外的一本圣经乃是一卷圣经乃是以弗所书。
What I forgot to mention was the book of Ephesians.
以弗所书在那里非常清楚地指出一个事实，那就是教会是基督的身体。
What Ephesians outlines very clearly is that the church is the body of Christ.
那弟兄姊妹，你看到了，神借着哥罗西书向我们显明，基督是教会的元首。
We can see clearly in Colossians that Christ is the head of the church.
如果只是看见元首。
But if you only see Christ as the head of the church.
当然，我们要看到一个对的方向，一个准确的一个目的。
Of course, we can see that this is something that's accurate.
但是如果只有一个元首的话，那就表达不出什么具体的事实了。
But if you only see Christ as the head, then there's nothing personal and real for each one of us.
但感谢神。
But we thank our God.
他借着以弗所书上我们说出，教会成了基督的身体。
We thank our God that through Ephesians, he points out that we are the body of Christ.
元首和身体连接起来就是一个完整的神所要得着的那个彰显他自己的器皿。
And the head connected to the body is a worthy and complete vessel that will manifest Christ.
一提到教会是基督的身体的时候，
When we talk about the church being Christ's body,
这也不是只是提到一个名词上的问题。
This is not just a figure of speech that one uses.
它又是一个非常实际的属灵的功课。
But rather, it is a spiritual learning that is real.
我不详细说了，但弟兄姊妹们，你用点时间读一读哥林多前书十二章，你应该毫无保留的明白主说这个话的意思。
Brothers and sisters, if you spend time to read 1 Corinthians chapter 12, you will understand what this is all about.
因为你要看一个身体。
Because looking at a body,
你不能只看见身体上的某一个部分。
You cannot focus on a specific part of the body.
我们必须看见一个完整的身体。
We must look at the body as a whole.
一个完整的身体，它是借着许多不同的肢体配搭而显明出来的。
A complete body needs the cooperation of all its members.
这个完整的和谐的配合，乃是那个身体显出来的那个最基本的。
A basic requirement of a body is that its members all work together.
所以弟兄姊妹，你读哥林多前书十二章的时候，你就很清楚看到主用了许多的话来说出这个身体上的肢体的配搭。
So if you read 1 Corinthians chapter 12, you can see how in there it's described how the members of the body are working together.
如果我不说圣经上的话。
If I don't speak from the Bible,
我说一个弟兄姊妹从小就听过的故事，你就更容易懂。
Instead, if I use a story that brothers and sisters have heard since you're little, perhaps you'll understand.
我想许多弟兄姊妹们读小学的时候就应该会碰到这样的一门功课。
I trust that in elementary school you've probably met this homework problem.
说到有一批眼睛不大好的人，他们要去认识什么叫做像。
There were these group of blind men, and they were trying to figure out what exactly is an elephant. So they were brought one by one to the elephant, and they were trying to figure out what exactly, how to describe an elephant.
因为他们的眼睛都不好,
but because their eyesight was
weak,
They could not use their eyes to observe the elephant.
So, 他们只能用他们的手去接触那个象.
So they could only use their hands to touch the elephant.
那个象蛮大的,
and since the elephant was, of course, huge,
就是眼睛不好的人在那里对着这个象，就这个用手摸摸这里，这个用手摸摸那里。
So these people whose eyes were weak started touch the elephant here and touch the elephant there.
一个人就摸到那个象的大腿。
One of them touched the leg of the elephant. Another touched the nose of the elephant. Another grabbed the ear of the elephant.
好了,然后人家就说,好了,那么你告诉我们象是怎么样?
And so the person who brought them there said, okay, now you have made contact with the elephant, now describe what the elephant is like.
弟兄姊妹们,你都知道那个结果了。
Brothers and sisters, you all know the result.
有人说那个象就好像一根大石柱。
Some said the elephant was like a large pillar.
一个人就说那个象啊,就好像一大卷东西软软的卷起来,抱也抱不过来的那个样。
Another said the elephant seems to be very soft and it seems to be something that's curled up. Each one of them described what they felt and what was their take from it. But was that an elephant? Their descriptions were not accurate. Why is that? Because they only made contact with part of the elephant.
那你真的是认识那个象，你必须要整个象，你都有机会去接触它，去观察它。
In order to truly know the elephant, you'd probably have to make contact with every part of it.
我们说到基督的身体也是同样的。
When we speak of Christ's body, it's the same.
我们必须看见很完整的神在一个身体上所显明的配搭。
We must see that the body is comprised of members that work together.
配搭的完满的那个身体就是完满的。
And if these members work together perfectly, then is the body complete.
配搭的不大准确的那个身体就是有残缺的。
And if the members do not work together particularly well, then the body has defects.
那因此我们就看到教会的建造。 就基于这两个事实,
and so we can see that the building up of the church involves these two aspects.
一个就是基督是教会的元首,
that Christ is the head of the church.
一切是根据他,表现他,显明他,
that everything we do should be to manifest him, to glorify him, to follow him.
另一面呢, 就是肢体们是彼此的和谐的配搭,来显明那个做元首的心思意念情感和 他所要表达的一切。
And the other aspect is that we are members of the body, that we have to cooperate together in order to fully manifest what Christ wants, His will, His purpose.
我们感谢神。
We thank our God.
说到神那属灵的工程。
When we talk about the spiritual building up,
不是我们自己的头脑去替神做一个设计, 然后让神来批准,我们就去做。
It is not our mind which can construct a reality and then ask God to approve of it.
如果我们自己能做出那个主张出来, 我们根本就不需要神来批准。
If we can accomplish our own wills, then we don't need God.
因为是我们自己做了元首, 我们做了主脑, 那还要神干什么呢?
If we become the head of our lives, then why do we need God?
但是感谢我们的神,
but we thank and praise our God.
神一开始就让我们认识我们自己是远离神的人。
God has caused us from the beginning to understand that we have left God.
如今神把我们带领回到神的面前, 要叫我们归向他。
And it is God who has brought us back to Himself so that we may be turned toward Him. And so when we are serving God under His will, we cannot but learn this lesson.
When we share up to this point,
I'd like to take the elders' prayer and relate it to some real spiritual realities and problems that we have.
那如果我们回到神造人的那一个历史世界的时候,
if we return back to history when God created man,
我们在对照神的话语所印证的事实,
When we talk about the reality that the Word of God testifies of,
我相信弟兄姊妹们, 你不会给从历史一直到现在, 流行的各种的神学的学说的变换, 来骚扰了我们对神手中工作的认识。
I trust that brothers and sisters will not be disturbed by the various different theological interpretations throughout history.
我这话是特别是指着我们怎么来认识人的问题这一点来说的。
My focal point is how do we understand the problem of man in the context of history?
现在的神学的思想把前阵子的神学的思想里头的某一个事物做了更改。
Modern theology have changed what previous theologians believed in concerning man.
前一代的神学思想又把更早一点的神学思想的认识又做了更改。
We know that earlier theological thinking also displaced even earlier theological thinking.
那所以我们看到许许多多信主的人，他们一直是跟着神学思想来走。
So we see that many believers actually they follow certain theological theological schools a way of thinking.
结果就弄到一个这样的结局出来，神的话是怎么说就忘了，神说神的神学上的道理是怎么解说，他们倒是蛮清楚。
And so in the end, what happens is that they forget what the Word of God actually says. Instead, they only know what certain theologians say about certain issues.
那就叫我们面对一个问题了。
And so we are faced with this problem.
如果我们是一个服侍主的人,
if we are serving God,
我们是跟随主的人,
if we are following God,
那我们是要跟随主的话呢, 还是跟随神学思想的转变呢?
Do we follow God's word or do we follow those of the theologians?
我想弟兄姊妹们，你心里头知道你该拣选的是什么。
Brothers and sisters, I trust that you know in your heart whom you follow.
很可惜，拣选生命树上的果子的人，从伊甸园开始，就好像是比较少一点的。
Unfortunately, those who have chosen of the tree of life, ever since Eden was created, seems to be very few.
拣选知识树，就是分别善恶树上果子的人，从来都是顶多的。And
rather, many have chosen the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
但是感谢神，神给我们看到的，只有拣选生命树。 那一条才是正路。
But we thank our God that He has caused us to see that the tree of life is the way path we should travel.
那我说这许多的话,
I've said many words.
那是要带出一个问题来。
It's only to bring up this issue.
如果你从创世的历史来看, 神造人的时候是非常清楚的，把人的整个的结构是造成灵与魂与身体。
We see at creation that when God created man, God created him having a spirit, a soul, and a body.
然后你在读新约的圣经里面的那些记载的时候，你也看到圣灵在那里很清楚的印证人的组成就是灵与魂与身体。
And when you look at the New Testament, you see that the Spirit also testifies very clearly that there's a man has spirit, soul, and body.
你读《帖撒罗尼迦前书》的末后的时候，你很清楚的看到啊，对不起，后书那里就说到，但愿你们的灵与魂与身体都蒙保守。
If you look at 2 Thessalonians, the latter chapters of it, you see that it says that may God preserve your spirit, soul, and body.
神的话语是很清楚的。
God's word is very clear.
那我稍微提这个点是说出什么问题来呢？
Why am I bringing up this point?
那是说出我们神造人的时候，神在那里对人所宣告的一件事。
Is that when God created man, God created him and declared something at that point.
他说园中所有的果子你们都可以采来吃。
Basically, when God created man, he said to him, you may eat of all the fruits in the garden.
只是那分别善恶树上的果子你们不能吃。
But you may not eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
如果你们吃的时候，那个结果就是一定死。
In the day you eat of it, you will surely die.
那结果人吃了那个一定死的那一棵树上的果子。
So, but man ate of the tree of knowledge of good and evil.
那现在弟兄姊妹们，我们就碰到一个问题。
So, brothers and sisters, we meet this dilemma.
那当年亚当吃的分别善恶树上的果子的时候，按照神的话来说，他们都死了。
According to the word of God, when Adam ate of the tree of knowledge of good and evil, he died.
那么从我们的生活的经历上面去看，他们死了没有？
But from our point of view in our daily life, did he die?
在当时来说，他们死了没有？
And from their point of view during their time, did they die?
没有死啊，是吗？
They didn't die, right?
他继续的活啊。
He continued to live.
你看看他的年岁，他还活到九百多岁了。
If you look at how old he lived around the age of 900. He didn't die.
是不是真的没有死呢？
Did he really not die?
不。
No.
真的是死了。
He did die.
怎么死法呢？
How did he die?
全都死了。
He completely died.
什么叫做全都死了呢？
What does it mean for him to have completely died?
就是说出他们的组成既然是灵与魂与身体。
It speaks of the fact that since he's made of a body, soul, and spirit,
你吃的日子一定死，这怎么死法呢？
The day you eat of it, you will surely die. What died?
灵死了。
The spirit died.
魂死了。
The soul died.
身体也死了。
And the body died.
虽然那个死的眼见的那个状况先后的出现。
But there is a difference in timings in terms of these.
但是在他们那个正常的功用上面来说，立刻都死掉了。
But in terms of their immediate usage, they all died.
所以弟兄姊妹，你看救恩给我们所带来的那个结果是什么呢？
So, can you see the results of salvation now?
如果我们读以弗所书，我们就很清楚看到。
If we read the book of Ephesians, it's very clear to us.
当我们接受救恩的时候，
that when we accept salvation,
头一件事情主的话就说，
at that moment, God
says, 你们死在罪恶过犯中，
you were dead in sin and trespasses.
他叫你们活过来，
and he has caused you to become alive again.
那这个活过来是怎么活过来呢？
So how is this person, how are we made alive again?
如果我们停在那里不往前再念，
If we just stop at that verse and don't continue to read,
我们就不会太清楚这一点。
We wouldn't be very clear about what exactly is going on.
但是如果你把神的话语继续地往前念，
But if you continue to read God's word at that point,
你就看见好像神叫我们从死在罪恶过犯当中又活过来，就分成几个不同的阶段。
You can see that when we are transformed from death to life, it takes several stages.
所以你才看到后来说，你们要与他一同醒过来，然后就一同复活，又一同坐在天上。
That's why it says later, you shall all awake with him, you shall resurrect with him, and you shall sit with him on
high.
So how do you explain all this?
如果你看文字,
if you just look at the words there, you become confused.
死了就醒过来,
you were dead, but now you've awakened.
醒过来以后才活过来,
and after you've awakened, then you become alive.
活过来以后就才坐到天上,
and after you become alive, that is when you can enter, ascend on high.
但是如果我们回到那个属灵的实际的光景,
but if we return into the reality of the Spirit,
我们非常清楚知道, 这个神给我们那个完备的救恩,
we can see God's perfect salvation for us.
人, 我们的祖宗的堕落带来的那个结果, 是叫我们灵与魂与身体都死了。
The result of our forefathers' trespass caused our spirit, soul, and body to all die.
但是神为我们预备那全备的救恩呢, 就是叫我们灵与魂与身体都活过来。
But God has caused us to, through salvation, to have salvation of our spirit, soul, and body.
我们弟兄姊妹非常重视那个得救的问题。
Brothers and sisters, we care deeply about the issue of salvation.
什么叫做得救的问题?
What does it mean to be saved?
弟兄姊妹们, 虽然这个名词对我们来说好像很熟,
even though, brothers and sisters, for you, this phrase might be very familiar.
但是什么叫做得救呢?
But what exactly does it mean to be saved?
弟兄姊妹们, 有些时候连我们自己好像也搞不清楚。
Brothers and sisters, sometimes for us, maybe we will be confused.
但是感谢神。
But we thank our God.
什么时候神用他的话来把我们的眼睛一打开?
At what time God opens our eyes through His Word,
我们就懂了。
We understand.
原来, 得救乃是指着我们的灵苏醒过来，与神恢复那个交通的关系。
In reality, salvation is when our spirit awakens and when it starts again to have a communication with God.
与神恢复那个生命的连接。
It is when our spirit can have a life connection with God.
那我们得救了。
And that is when we become saved.
感谢神。
We thank our God.
但是当我们在读神的话的时候,
but when we read God's word,
好像神的话给我们看到, 我们还需要得救。
It seems as if God's word says, besides that, we still need to be saved.
我简单举个例子, 弟兄姊妹你就懂了。
I'll give an example, maybe brothers and sisters, you can understand.
当你读雅各书的时候,
when you read the book of James,
常常, 雅各书就把很多神的儿女们的心思也搞得有点好像不能很统一的。
There are things in James that brothers and sisters have issues with.
你说，哎呀，没有读雅各书以前，我就觉得我得救了。
It says, you might say, oh, before I read the book of James, I thought I was saved.
等到我一读到雅各书的时候，我就发觉我究竟是不是得救的。
But after I read the book of James, I started thinking, oh, am I truly saved?
弟兄姊妹，你别雅各书里头别的话，你也许忘了。
Brothers and sisters, you might have forgotten some words in James.
但是有两句话，你很容易把它给很容易把我们的心思缠住。But
two phrases might entangle or trip us up.
那是哪两句话呢？
What two phrases are they?
究竟得救。 是根据行为还是根据信心?
It's that are we saved by faith or through works?
雅各书明明就好像给我们一个领会，你是不是凭着行为来得救的？
James seems to give us a confused view that salvation is through works.
如果凭着行为来得救，那我们观察我们自己，自从信主了以后，并不见得。 所有的事情在神面前都是对的。
And as we think about this, we will realize that everything we have done after we are saved is not exactly all according to God's will.
结果你就起疑惑了。
And so you are puzzled now.
我得救了没有呢?
Am I truly saved?
按照约翰福音来说，因信
According to the book of John, if we believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, we're saved. In Romans it says we are justified by faith. But in James it says, by works a man is justified, not by faith only.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
究竟是怎么回事?
What is going on here?
感谢我们的神,
we thank and praise our God.
如果我们读神的话, 读得细心一点的,
but if we read the Word of God more closely,
你非常清楚地看到,
we will see clearly who the audience is. Who the book of James was written for. It was written for believers. What can you call believers? Can you call those who are not saved believers? You cannot call Christians those who aren't saved.
雅各书对基督徒说话说你还要得救?
Why is James then talking to Christians and telling them that they must be saved?
我们感谢神,
we thank our God.
如果我们注意圣灵所用的那些字句,
if we pay attention to the specific phrases that the Holy Spirit uses,
在雅各书里头他明明告诉我们说, 雅各书里边所说的事情是我们魂的救恩。
If you pay close attention to the words in James, what James actually describes is the salvation of the soul.
感谢赞美我们的神,
we thank and praise our God.
在罗马书的里头, 我们看见了我们灵得救了。
In Romans, we can see that our spirit is saved.
但是你读到雅各书的时候, 你就看见神领着我们往前走。 不单是叫我们的灵得救了，叫我们的魂也在那里要接受拯救。
But you see in James that not only is our spirit saved, but also our soul can be saved.
还不止停在这里。
But it doesn't stop at this.
如果我们再读罗马书的时候,
if we go back to Romans and read,
你读到我们与主一同复活的事情。
When you read about how we will resurrect with Christ,
罗马书八章那里就给我们又看到身体得着拯救了。
In Romans chapter 8, if you look closely, you can see the salvation of the body.
如果你没有看到这样的事情的时候呢,
if you do not see this,
你读到罗马书第八章又入迷了。
You'll become confused when you read Romans chapter 8.
究竟我得救了没有呢?
So am I saved? Because in Romans 8 it talks about
salvation.
Which seems to say that you're not exactly saved.
你要得救的话,
if you need to be saved, you're still in expectation or hope of something.
这是怎么回事呢?
So you ask, what's going on here?
我们感谢神,
but we thank our God.
在那里你很清楚看到,
it's very clear there.
说到那个得救在乎盼望, 是指着我们身体的得赎, 那就是我们在主回来的时候, 我们的身体从死里复活, 而进入的那一个拯救。
This hope that they're talking about, salvation, it speaks of the salvation that happens after Christ comes back and we are resurrected to be with him.
那意思弟兄姊妹你看到神给我们那个预备那个存备的救恩是对着我们灵与魂与身体的堕落一点一点的来给我们预备挽回的。So
you can see here God's salvation which he has planned, it's planned to bring us little by little through our sins back to God.
因为神要叫我们见他面的时候我们都完全的没有瑕疵, 如同我们的主圣洁没有瑕疵一样。
Because God's purpose for us is that when we see Christ, we will be perfect just as Christ was perfect.
我为什么特别提到这段话来和弟兄姊妹们说呢?
Why am I referring to this when I'm sharing this?
因为在我们看那个长老们的祷告的时候,
because when we look at the prayer of the elders, you can see what they're looking forward to.
那你说把我们带去归向神,
They are asking that we can be brought unto God. How do we be
brought?
How will we be brought unto God? We will be people of the kingdom. We will be brought as priests to God. But it doesn't stop at that.
还有,
and yet,
什么呢?
There is something else. Brothers and sisters, do you see what it says there?
在地上掌王权,
it says, we shall reign on the earth.
你怎么归上神呢?
How do you be brought to God?
你归上神到一个什么地步呢?
To what extent will be brought to God?
归到一个地步, 在地上一统之掌王权,
you'll be brought into a position that you will reign with Christ on earth.
当然, 这个是整个, 二十四长老他们祷告里头,
of course, this is the reality that the 24 elders were praying about in this chapter.
但是这个结果就是全备的救恩的最终的目的,
but this reveals the purpose of the complete salvation that God has for us. So I want to ask brothers and sisters this question. When you believe on the Lord, what heavenly blessing did you receive from God? Can you count it or describe it?
在我们起初的时候, 不管你怎么想, 你从来没想到神在救恩里头的预备和设计是怎么做安排的。
I'm sure that through all your considerations of God's blessings in your life, you never considered how God actually prepared for your complete salvation.
我们要回答刚才那个问题, 我们很自然就说,
To respond to that previous question, we will naturally say, we're saved when we believe on the Lord.
我们信主就重生了,
after we believe on the Lord, we were born again.
我们信主就,
when we believe, we were declared righteous.
我们信主也成圣了, 就是我们一般, 能了解过来的,
we were declared holy.
我们再进一步说, 我们信主, 我们就成了神的儿女了。
To take it a step further, when we believe, we become the children of God.
当然我们还有可以好些可以算进去的。
Of course, we can say there are many other results of us
being on the Lord. 就算这几样,这已经很不得了了。
Let's just say that this is the extent to which we,
但是我们要是把这个问题提到最彻底的那里说, 神, 预备救恩就是为我们预备这一些吗?
But if we think about it, did God save us only because of these specific reasons?
如果我们不回到神的话里头去,我们没有办法能了解。
If we do not go back to God's word, we will not be able to understand.
但是当我们要回到神话里去的时候,我们才发觉原来救恩那个完整是
But when we go back to God's word, we see that this salvation God speaks of is so complete. It's something we can never imagine or possibly think up of.
那弟兄姊妹们，我们不往外扯得更远。
We're not going to go further along in this topic.
我们就回到 长老的祷告里头去,
but let's return back to the prayer of the elders.
你看到神给我们的那一个拯救,
and you see that God's salvation for us.
最后的结局是什么?
What is the final result of that?
最后的结局是要叫我们与基督一同作王。
It's that we will become kings with Christ.
弟兄姊妹，你想过这个问题没有?
Brothers and sisters, have you considered this question?
你敢想这个问题没有?
Have you ever thought of this before?
我们承认我们没有可能想到这个问题。
Brothers and sisters, I don't think that any of us has thought of this before.
我们以为脱离是不自灭亡反的永生上到高点了。
We thought that the highlight of salvation was that we should not perish, but we should have eternal life.
但是主的灵如果开我们的眼睛,
but if the Spirit of God opens our eyes,
他让我们看见不至灭亡反的永生, 只不过是我们进入神那完备的救恩的起点。
God will cause us to see that for us not to perish and to have everlasting life is only the starting point in God's eternal purpose.
那个终点在哪里呢?
And where is that finishing line?
那个终点是在与基督一同作王。
The finishing line is to reign with Christ.
你说为什么神有一个这样的预备呢?
You ask, why did God prepare this for us?
弟兄姊妹, 如果我们没有忘记神造人的目的的时候,
brothers and sisters, we have not forgotten why God created us.
你就清楚了,
it is very clear to us.
完备的救恩必须要达到这个目的才叫做完成目的。
A complete salvation must attain this point in order for it to be considered complete.
如果弟兄姊妹你还记得,
brothers and sisters, if you still remember,
神为什么造人?
Why God created man?
神要做被造的人来彰显他的荣耀。
God created us so that we can manifest His glory.
神借着被造的人来执行他的权柄嘛。
God created us so we can manifest His power.
神要借着被造的人来显明他是万有之主嘛。
God created us so that He could declare Himself the ruler over all.
那怎么样能叫人能去给神用着做达到这样的一个目的呢？
So how can man help God achieve his goals, his purpose?
我们感谢我们的神。
We thank and praise our God.
神起初的设计就是把人放在这一个位置的里头。
God originally wanted to place man in this position.
人的堕落就把这一切都全丢掉了。
But when man fell, it messed everything up.
丢得光光的。
It messed everything up completely.
但是感谢神。
But we thank our God.
神的救恩把我们带回来。
God's salvation has brought us back.
不是只是维持我们与主有一个正常的关系,
and it brought us back not only just to have a relationship with God,
而是把我们带回神造人的目的,
but it will bring us back to the original purpose God has.
如果神造人的目的成全在我们身上,
if God's original purpose is manifested, what is the result of that?
不就是这个? 在地上执掌王权,
isn't it what's mentioned here that we will reign with God?
我们一再提过,
we've mentioned this before.
神把我们放在基督里,
God has placed us in Christ.
那基督就成了我们的一切,
and Christ has become our all.
那等到一天基督在荣耀里显现的时候,
so that one day when Christ is revealed in His
glory, 我们要与他一同显现在荣耀里,
we could be with Him in that glory.
那我们怎么能与他一同显现在荣耀里呢?
How will we be with Him in His glory?
在我们这方面来想是根本是不可能的。
From our hearts, it's something that we can't imagine.
但是感谢我们的神,
but we thank and praise our God. This salvation puts us in Christ.
然后又把基督又放在我们里面,
and it puts Christ in us.
我们与基督就连接成为一,
and we become one with Christ.
那就带出一个事实来,
and that brings forth a reality.
基督是怎样,
what Christ is like,
我们就会是怎样,
that's what we will become.
那我们就想到罗马书第八章上面又说到一个事实非常重要的,
and that reminds us of a truth that we can find in Romans chapter 8.
那我们这些人因着信主的缘故我们得救了,
that we through when we believe on the Lord we are saved.
得救了就怎么样呢?
After we are saved, what happens?
就成了神的儿女,
we become children of God.
那八章那里怎么说的, 罗马书?
What does it say in Romans 8?
他说既是儿女,
now if we are sons,
便是后世,
we are heirs.
什么样的后世呢?
What kind of heirs?
与基督一同做后世。
It says we are joint heirs with Christ.
弟兄姊妹看到问题了没有呢?
Do you see this, brothers and sisters?
基督如何在神的面前做儿子?
How Christ is a son before God.
我们这些人也在基督里头让神接过来做他的儿子。
In Christ, we too can become sons of God.
不但是做儿子,
not only sons.
他是建立是儿子就是做后嗣,
not only children, but heirs.
什么叫做后嗣呢?
What does it mean to be an heir?
后嗣就是承受产业的人。
That means that you get the inheritance.
那现在弟兄姊妹你看到一个问题来了。
So brothers and sisters, you see this problem.
什么问题呢?
Well, what's this problem?
你在神的面前是什么人?
What kind of person are you before God?
是，你认识弟兄吗？
Jen, yeah.
是啊。
Okay.
我请问，你是什么人？
Let me ask you, what kind of person are you?
你回答我，不用，你不用跟他们说。
Oh, okay. 我是， 长子。
他是长子。
Okay. So
那就是说他是认弟兄的大儿子。
I'm the eldest son, so that means I'm the eldest son of brother, Jen.
有没有错呢?
Is that wrong?
没有错。
It's not wrong.
在人的关系上面是没有错。
Okay, in a man's view, that's not wrong.
但现在我们是说到我们跟神的关系。
But now when we're talking about our relationship with God,
我们说既是儿子便是后嗣。
We're not only children, but we are heirs.
那现在你再回答我。
Okay.
你是谁?
我就是 I'm heirs with Christ. 就是,
再说清楚一点。
我是神的儿子。
对,再说清楚一点。
我是他的后裔。
对了,弟兄姊妹,看到没有? 看到问题没有?
Okay, so do you see what's going on here?
弟兄姊妹,现在我们是什么?
So what is our position?
这是我们许许多多的时候很忽略的救恩的那一个完备。
This is what we've been neglecting when we've been saved.
那这个事实发生在什么时候呢?
When does this reality occur?
主回来,我们身体复活了以后,才出现的那个结果。
This happens when Christ comes back and our bodies are fully saved with him.
我们说到这里的时候，弟兄姊妹，你看到了，二十四长老这个这一个祷告里头，是把我们的灵与魂与身体都蒙得拯救的那个事实，完全包括了出来。You
can see thus in the prayer of the 24 elders that it encompasses the salvation of the spirit, soul, and body.
我们感谢我们的主。
We thank and praise our God.
弟兄姊妹，当你看到神在那个救恩的预备的时候，
When you see God's preparations for our salvation,
他不是单单救我们脱离不至灭亡，反得永生。
He didn't just want us to not perish and have eternal life.
他要把我们挽回到一个地步，就是把他起初造人的那个目的做成在我们的身上。
He wanted to bring us back into His original purpose for us.
我们感谢赞美我们的主。
We thank and praise our God.
因此你就看到长老们的祷告祷告的末了的时候，你就看到这一批在基督里首先有盼望的人给放在一个做王的地位。
And that's why in the latter part of the prayer of the 24 elders, you see how those who first had their hopes in Christ now can reign with Christ.
好多人听到这个话的时候，他们就会说， 你们这些基督徒不要那么骄傲行不行?
Many people when they hear this, they say, oh, you Christians, you really should not be that proud.
你去做王了，我做什么?
If you're a king, then what will I become?
我们不要问这个问题。
We should not ask this question.
我们要问的是问神的设计。
What we should ask is, what is God's design?
神的设计是这样来定位。
If God has designed this for us,
我们就按照神的设计被带到那个救恩的完备里。
All we need to do is to follow His design.
但是因为碰到这样的事情，
But because we've met many things,
所以我不能不插出去说一些不是题外话，但是也是有点题外。
Speaking of these matters, I'd like to not exactly, but somewhat digress a little.
弟兄姊妹，那你就说了。
Brothers and sisters, you may ask,
那等到一天主来了，
You say, oh, one day when the Lord comes back, the Lord is sitting on his throne. We are also sitting on throne. Christ is king. And we are kings.
哎呀,
won't that be so joyful?
昨天谈弟兄的罪流我,
we could be in heaven.
打个比方啊, 不是真的。
Let's say for Brother Tan.
我到现在心里还恨恨他。
Maybe in my heart I dislike him.
好，等到我做王的时候，我来对付他。
All I have to do is I'll wait until I'm a king and then I'll deal with him.
现在我没有权柄对付他。
At this time, then we have power to deal with him.
等到那一天来到，我做王了，我来对付他。
I might have the power now, but when I'm a king, I can deal with him.
现在那一口气。
So that's why I can endure right now.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
如果我们这样想,
if we think this way, we will not be true kings. Because a true king does not have a revengeful heart. I won't speak further on this issue.
我要特别说出, 因为我们观念里面的做王, 跟神的话把我们放在
I'd like to specifically point out that our notion of being a king is completely different from that which God has in his purpose.
如果我们还记得神造人的目的，你已经得到答案。
If you already know the specific reason why God created man, then you have your answer.
我们只是在那里发表神的荣耀。
We are just here to proclaim God's glory.
我们只是在那里
We are here only to manifest God's
glory.
We do not have a right to deal with others, to revenge against others. Through this man, we can notice.
那你说这样做完有什么意思?
This question, which is, what's the point of
being a king? I'll
give you guys an example and hopefully you will understand. While our Lord was still on this earth,
他不是在加利利海边, 一次两次的跟好多好多的加利利人在讲话吗?
Do you remember not once, but twice or more, he spoke on the shores of Galilee to multitudes.
主在那里讲话, 人都不想不起要回家吃饭。
He spoke to many people, and these people didn't just think of returning home to eat.
是不是真的三天没有吃饭? 圣经是这样轻轻提了一下。
Do they truly not eat for 3 days? The Bible seems to hint at that.
主就对门徒说,
and so our Lord spoke to the disciples.
你们为他们预备饮食吧。
You get them something to eat.
他们已经几天在这里, 饿着肚子了, 你过得去, 我也过不去。
They've been starving here for a few days. We must do something about it.
门徒们好做难啊。
It was very hard for the disciples.
几千人, 上万人, 我们去哪里找东西给他们吃?
They said, there are thousands of people. Where can we get food for them?
你至少叫他们到村里边去买好了。
Maybe you should send them to go buy in the villages.
他们还说得很具体的话, 你现在用20两银子去买, 也不够他们吃呢。
It says they are very practical, like, oh, even if we use 200 shekels of silver, we can't buy enough for them. They seem to say, oh, it's impossible.
但是感谢神,
but we thank our God.
但是门徒就说,
the disciples said,
所有的人都没有吃的, 只有一个孩子带着5个饼2条鱼。
One of them said, oh, no one has anything to eat, but there's one child with 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish.
有什么用处呢?
What use is that?
主说可以让他们拿来。
Our Lord said, oh, it can be used, bring it here.
那么人就把那个五饼二鱼带到主那里。
And so they brought the five loaves and the two fish before God, Christ.
我们的主祝谢祷告了以后就告诉门徒说拿去分给他们吃吧。
And our Lord, after he blessed it, he broke and gave it to the disciples to spread among the people.
感谢神，弟兄姊妹都知道，老人不算，妇女不算，孩子不算，成年人，五千人吃饱了。
We know that not counting elderly, the women, the children, just the 5,000 young people, they all ate and were satisfied.
不但是吃饱了，还有许多的剩余。
And not only were they satisfied, there are also many leftovers.
好了,
and our God told them to gather up the leftovers.
好,
and that's the gist of it. But I want people to pay attention.
那些人几天没吃东西，门徒也不是也同样的几天没吃东西。
Those people didn't eat for a few days. Did the disciples also share their situation?
圣经没有特别提说, 但是我们有理由相信是一模一样。
The Bible doesn't explicitly state this, but we have reasons to believe the disciples were also likewise.
现在主预备好了, 让大家都可以吃饱。
But now our Lord prepared enough for everyone to eat.
弟兄姊妹，你有没有注意一件事？
Brothers, did you notice one thing?
主说几千人在这里要分派食物，好辛苦啊！
Our Lord wanted the disciples to hand out food, and it was a difficult task.
你们赶快吃饱！
You guys eat.
好有力气去分食物。
So that you can spread the food.
有没有看到这样的记录？
Did our Lord tell the disciples to eat first?
没有。
No.
好像主就是。 把那些五饼二鱼一安排好，就告诉门徒说去分给大家吃。
It seems as if after the Lord blessed the bread and the fish, he told disciples to hand it out right away.
大家吃过了以后，主说剩下的灵粹再收回来了。
And after they ate, everyone ate, our Lord told the disciples to gather the leftovers.
非常有可能是门徒做完了这一切，然后。
It's very likely that the disciples ate only after everyone ate and were satisfied.
弟兄姊妹们,
Brothers and sisters,
看懂这个五饼二鱼的这一件事情有什么特别的启示在那里吗?
Do you see something special in the feeding of the 5,000?
这个就是做王。
This is the principle of being a king.
怎么做王法呢?
How do you be a king?
让神的丰富显明出来供应人。
It's to allow God's riches to be made manifest and to be able to serve others.
让神的恩典显明出来解决人的难处。
It's to cause God's grace to be able to solve other people's problems.
而让人在那里接触。 神的动作的时候，就知道神是他们唯一的寻求、等候和他们的无限的盼望。It's
to cause other people to realize that God is their true hope and their assurance.
弟兄姊妹们，这个就是做王的实际。And
this, brothers and sisters, is the reality of being a king.
那说到将来与主一同做王的时候，不是叫我们去管人。
To be a king in the future does not mean that we can boss other people.
乃是叫我们去用着神的荣耀的丰富去供应一切需要。
But it's rather that we can take God's glory and make it available to others.
来显明神自己是怎样的一位神。
To manifest what kind of God our God is.
这就是神造人的目的。
This is the purpose for God creating us.
这就是被造的人在地上要显明神自己的作为的。
This is how we as the created ones should manifest God.
我们感谢赞美我们的主。
We thank and praise our God.
那因此弟兄姊妹，我们就注意到了。
So brothers and sisters, we notice here.
当长老们的祷告到这一个点的时候。
That when the elders' prayers are being prayed.
在时间上面，弟兄姊妹不要忘了。
Brothers and sisters, do not forget this.
我反复提醒弟兄姊妹好多次。I've
reminded brothers and sisters many times.
当你看到长老们这样祷告的时候,
when you see the elders praying in this way,
那是什么一回事?
What is this?
什么时候? 那些在基督里首先有盼望的人与主基督一同作王。
When will those who first had hope in Christ, when will they become kings?
教会完全给造成功。
It is only when the church is complete, which is that what is going on has been completed. And that things that should come now have a foundation on which to start. We thank and praise our God. When we see what's going on here,
我们所说的那个教会的建造，那目的乃是神要借着教会的生活，来把神的儿女带到一个地步，能有作王的资格。
The church being built up, it's caused us to in the church to be able to see that we are as His children, we have the position of kings in the future.
作王的条件已经有了。
We have this position of king already. Because this is a hidden condition of salvation. But to cause this condition to become reality, these people, they must necessarily have this right.
很实际的,很具体的资格,
they must have this down to earth right.
用简单的话来讲,
to speak in a simple language,
主的性情是怎样, 这些人的性情就该是怎样,
these people must have Christ's characteristics in order to become kings.
主的心思是怎样, 这些人的心思也该是怎样?
What Christ thinks of, what Christ's thoughts are, that's what these people should have.
但是我们留意到,
but we know
那我们既然得救了,
that since we're saved,
为什么神还要叫我们走过那个魂的拯救的部分呢?
Why is God still asking us to go have the salvation of our souls?
弟兄姊妹, 这是一个非常严肃的问题。
Brothers and sisters, this is a serious problem.
我不知道那个时间上我还能这样怎么利用。
I don't know how much for time
简单说说好了。
I have. Let me just be simple, speak a simple.
我们回到人的堕落的那个历史里头去注意。
If we go back into the fallen history of man,
人的堕落从什么地方开始?
When did man start to fall?
从人的魂的活动开始,
it started from man's soul.
当时撒旦对夏娃说, 你看这个果子多好看。
At the start, Satan said to Eve, look, this fruit is beautiful.
味道也蛮不错的。
And it smells very good.
赶快采来吃吧。
Quick, take and eat.
夏娃说神说不可以吃这个。
Eve said, God said we should not eat of this fruit.
撒旦就送一个念头来了。
And Satan gave Eve a thought.
神不是真说不给你们吃。
He said, God didn't say you couldn't eat.
神是不愿意你们吃了。 叫你们像他,
it's really that God did not want you to eat of it only because He knew that you would become like Him.
如果你想要像神，以后不必听神的话,
if you want to become like God and not listen to Him,
因为你吃了就像神了,
take it and eat because then you'll become like God.
这种心思在夏娃、在亚当的里面就很有动作了。
And this thought really spurred on Adam and Eve.
想想撒旦的话也对。
They thought, the serpent's words were right.
难道我咬一口, 神就叫我死吗?
Would I, after taking a bite, would I simply just die?
有那么简单的事吗?
Would there be something as simple as that?
也许撒旦的话你真的是可信。
Maybe Satan's words are reliable.
弟兄姊妹，你晓得当时夏娃 跟亚当虽然圣经没有做详细的记载，但是从我们的经历去领会的话，我们能领会得到这种心思里头的那种活动，就把我们的心从神的面前带走了。
We, even though we were not in Adam and Eve state, we can understand that Satan easily uses these thoughts to turn us away from God.
就带出一个结果。
And it brought one conclusion in their case.
不听神的话。
That is, they did not listen to God.
听撒旦的话。
And they listened to Satan.
弟兄姊妹，这是魂的堕落。
Brothers and sisters, this is the perversion of the soul.
不但是我们祖宗堕落的时候是走过这样的路。
Not only did our forefathers undergo this.
我们现在常常落在人的软弱愚昧里头，还是走着这条路。
We too likewise are foolish and we constantly do these things.
但是感谢我们的神。
But we thank and praise our God.
神借着我们是国民。
God has used the fact that we are people of the kingdom.
我们是祭司。
God has used us as priests.
我们在那里去学习怎样活在神的权柄的底下。
And he has caused us to see how we can live under his dominion.
来脱离我们自己的倾向。
And how we can leave our own selves.
那因此弟兄姊妹，你就看到一件事情来了。
Brothers and sisters, you can see this one clear
thing. 我们读福音书也好，我们读使徒们的书信也好。
We can whether to read the Gospels or to read the Book of Acts.
我们就看到一个事实来了。
We see a reality.
不错，神给我们每一个蒙恩得救的人的一个安排是要与基督一同作王的。
It is true that we have the status of becoming priests, kings with God.
但是能不能与基督一同作王呢？
But can we truly become kings with God?
有条件的。
That requires a prerequisite.
不是没有条件的。
It's not as if we can just
become kings. 神是有这个设计。
God has this design for us.
但是这个设计是有条件的。
But this design requires a prerequisite.
我们得救是没有条件的。
For us to become saved, there's no prerequisite. It's through grace.
但是与基督一同作王呢？
But to be kings with Christ
是有条件的。
That requires prerequisite.
那所以在福音书上面你看到主说你们要对付魂的生命。
And so in the gospel when it talks about dealing with the soul,
你们如果不对付魂的生命，那么你就会失去魂的生命所该得的。
If you do not deal with the soul, then you will miss out on what the soul should give you.
如果你为着主的缘故放弃了那个魂的生命里边所炫目的，那你就要得着神给我们那个灵的释放，那个魂的释放了。
If you sacrifice your soul's life for the sake of Christ, then God will give you what you should be receiving from the soul.
那个释放的结果是什么呢？
And he will give you freedom. What is the result of that?
一个脱离自己的人。
Someone denies himself.
神就让他在那里站在与基督一同做王的那一个时机里。
God will give him the ability to stand with God, Christ as king.
因为那里也是一个非常简单的一个事实。
Because in that you can see a simple reality.
如果你要发表基督的权柄，
If you want to manifest the power of Christ,
首先你要服在基督的权柄的底下。
First, you must be under the power of Christ.
如果你不服在基督的权柄的底下，你怎么去发表基督的权柄呢？
If you do not put yourself under the power of Christ, how can you manifest the power of Christ?
同样的，
likewise.
如果你要成为神那个荣耀的彰显，
If you want to become the glorious manifestation
of God, 你必须要让神的荣耀先充满。
You must first allow God's glory to fill you.
如果我们自己都没有给神的荣耀来充满，那你有什么荣耀可以流得出来呢？
If we're not filled with the glory of God, how can we manifest God's glory to others?
弟兄姊妹，我们很清楚主的话对我们说的一点都不含糊的。
So we can see here that God's word is very clear to us.
那因此我们就看到一个问题来了。
And thus we can see this problem.
作王是神给我们所预备的救赎的结果。
To be kings with Christ is the result of God's salvation for us.
所以弟兄姊妹，如果你不误会我的话，
And so, brothers and sisters, if you do not misunderstand me,
我刚才问他的那个问题,
what I just asked this brother here, you can also ask yourself.
你是什么人?
What kind of person are you? What's your status?
如果主给我们灵里面是苏醒的,
if God has allowed our spirit to be awake,
你可以这样回答你自己,
you can answer yourself.
我是王太子,
I am the, a prince.
那弟兄们，你不要误会我这个话。
Brothers and sisters, do not misunderstand me.
我只要你认识这类的一个事实。
I just want you to understand this reality.
你是王太子，等着要坐宝座的。
You're a prince, and you're waiting to take on the position of the throne.
但是你能不能坐上去呢？
But whether you can actually become the king.
你就回头要来看神的定案。
You must look at the prerequisite that God has set for
you.
But I will only go over these superficially. When you read 2 Timothy, in the second chapter it says, let's look at it together since it's very clear.
提摩太后书,
Second Timothy,
第二章第十一节,
Chapter 2, verse 11.
有可信的话说, 我们若与基督同死, 也必与他同活, 我们若能忍耐, 也必和他一同作王。
It says, it is a faithful saying, for if we be dead with him, we shall also live with him. If we suffer, we shall also reign with him.
上面还有一些话我们不读了, 但是意义是相同的。
There are further words along, further on, but meaning is the same. We can see something here.
你是有条件做王的,
there's a condition for you to become a king.
但是你必须要经历,
but you must experience certain things before you can become a king.
什么经历呢?
Experience what?
我们不能忍耐,
we cannot be patient.
你就必定与他一同作王。
If we can suffer, then we will be kings.
什么叫做能忍耐呢?
What does it mean to be able to suffer?
当你跟随主的时候,
when you're following Christ,
当你愿意拣选主的时候,
when you're willing to choose Christ,
也许你会为自己找了很多的 麻烦事也说不定,
maybe in your daily life you will undergo many difficulties because of Christ.
或者说你要讨主喜悦的时候,
or when you want to please God,
你要放下好多自己心里头舍不得放下的人事物也好,
many times you might have to forsake many things in your life.
很不容易,
you might think this is very difficult.
弟兄姊妹, 这个是魂的对付,
this is dealing with your soul.
但是主的话是说,
but our Lord's word says,
你们如果能忍受,
if you can suffer,
你们能接过来,
you can take,
你们没有给这一些东西来打倒,
if you are not knocked over by these issues,
结果是你们把这个放下, 而拣选主,
if you put things down to choose God,
带出一个结果,
the result is,
你们必定与主一同作王,
that you can reign with God.
弟兄姊妹很清楚,
Brothers and sisters, is very clear.
It not only says
it in this passage. Romans 8 also mentions this. How does Romans 8 describe it? If you suffer with Christ, we will also receive glory with him. We will receive the same glory as that of Christ.
但是有一个条件,
but there is a condition.
你们要与他一同受苦,
you must suffer with him first.
我们感谢我们的神,
we thank our God.
那意思弟兄姊妹, 当我们看到长老在那边祷告到, 要在地上一同做王的这个事情的时候, 你看到这里面有许多属灵的功课,
so you see here, when the elders pray that we can reign with Christ, there are many spiritual lessons to be learned.
这是对着我们魂的对付来说的。
And this involves us our struggle with the soul.
换一句话来说,
in other words, For us to be kings, it requires us to do something.
虽然是有条件的作王,
even though it requires us to do something, but that is designed by God.
这就很容易引起弟兄姊妹们一些心思了。
This might cause brothers and sisters to think.
那既然如此,
since it's this way,
那我不是我们每一个人都有条件做王咯。
Does that mean each one of us has something, a condition before we can become a king? Doesn't that mean that Brother Jen can be king since he's a prince right now? And doesn't that mean I can't be king? Because it seems like I can't follow God's will. So if I can't really catch up to him, what is my purpose? Isn't God's promise still there?
弟兄姊妹们，先不要对自己下一个那么悲观的结论。
Brothers and sisters, please don't look at yourself in such a pessimistic light.
当我们一看到这一件事的时候,
when we see this thing,
我们看到神自己那一个永远的智慧。
We see that God has eternal wisdom. When God allows us to see that the end result of our salvation is to be kings with Him, that is His complete salvation.
而如果我们没有忽略主自己的话的话呢，我们不会。 我们不会在这一件事情上面有任何的骚扰。
And if we truly acknowledge this, and we should not have any troubles within us.
因为我们晓得,
because we would know,
当教会长成了,
when the church is full grown,
主回来了,
and when Christ comes back,
国度要开始了,
and when the kingdom starts,
那在国度开始以前,
when the kingdom starts,
神的儿女都要经过基督台前的审判。
Every believer will come before the throne of God.
那基督台前的审判就给我们有不同的结果。
And God's judgment on us gives us different results.
有些人是从主那里得着奖赏。
Some people are praised by God.
有些人在神面那里就受了亏损。
Some people are rebuked by God.
圣经没有明说我们 得什么奖赏，受什么亏损？
God does not specifically tell us what blessings and what curses we will receive from
God. 但是我们从刚才我们读过的话，我们已经看到了。But
from the words we just read before, we can see
得奖赏
to receive a reward
乃是照着 神的那个设计来接受神的那一个定规。
It's only through God's design and according to God's guidelines.
那神的定规是怎样呢？
And what exactly is God's guidelines?
你们若能忍耐，就必与他一同作王嘛。
Is that if you suffer with Christ, you shall also reign.
你们若与基督一同受苦，也必与同与他得荣耀嘛。
If you suffer with Christ, you shall also receive glory with Christ.
感谢神,
we thank our God.
得做王的弟兄姊妹们，他们是有经历叫他们上宝座的。
For those who are kings, they can reign with Christ.
但是失去的呢?
What about those people who don't attain this?
他失去什么?
What do they lose?
失去的就失去了。
If you lose this, you lose out on God's design for your life.
你说到这样,
for these people, God's design for their lives falls short.
是有一点漏空。
It's true, it does fall short.
但是又不是完全的落空,
but it is not like neglected.
弟兄姊妹，你又怎么说的呢?
Brothers, how do we explain this? We thank and praise our God. This is God's wisdom.
提到这一个与主一同作王的时候, 神的话明明给我们看到又有两个阶段的事情给我们去接触到。
When God speaks of us as kings, he has two portions of that.
头一个阶段就是接受奖赏。
The first part of that is to accept the reward.
那个这个奖赏是什么呢？
What is this reward?
那就我们读到启示录的二十章。
If we read Revelation chapter 20,
你就读到一件事情了。
You can see something.
主在那里就说到了，他这些人要与主作王一千年。
It says that we will reign with Christ for 1,000 years.
那是指着国度的时候。
Now that is speaking of the kingdom.
在国度的时候，他们与主作王一千年。
In kingdom era, they will reign with Christ for 1,000 years.
那这个是奖赏。
Now that is the reward. You may say, oh, so after 1,000 years, I can't be king anymore.
好像是可以给我们有这样的想法。
This verse might give us this impression.
但是如果这样想又不对。
But if you think of it this way, then you're wrong.
那一千年是奖赏。
That 1,000 years is a reward.
所以这一千年做完，那个不是永远的事。
So this 1,000 years is not doesn't mean it's forever.
长老们在这里祷告的时候是祷告的永远的事。
The elders when they're praying here, they're speaking of eternal matters.
那你说那一千年完了，那就怎么样？
So you may ask, what happens after 1,000 years?
我们感谢神。
We thank our God.
我不能详细说了。
I cannot specifically speak of it.
但是你必须记得。
But you must remember.
那一千年完了。接上去的是什么？
What happens after the 1,000 years?
新天新地来了。
It's the new heaven and the new earth.
新天新地来了。
After the new heaven and the new earth,
在新天新地里头，
in the new heaven and new earth,
就发生一个新的状况出来。
A new reality emerges.
一个什么新的状况呢？
What's this new reality?
弟兄姊妹们，
brothers and sisters,
你就回到启示录的二十一章。
You now can see this in Revelation chapter 21.
你就看到一件事情了。
You see something.
看看。
Let's take a look at it.
这个很重要。
This is very important.
就让我们永远是活在神的那一个恩典的指望。
It causes us to live forever in the hope of God's grace.
启示录的二十二章。
Let's look actually at Revelation chapter 22.
从哪里看起呢？从第三节开始吧。
Let's start from verse 3.
那这里已经进到新天新地了。
Over here we are already in the new heaven and new earth.
第三节那里就说。
It says in verse 3.
以后再没有咒诅，在城里有神和羔羊的宝座，他的仆人都要侍奉他，也要见他的面。他的名字必写在他们的额上，不再有黑夜，他们也不用灯光日光，因为主神要光照他们，他们要做王，直到永永远远。
It says, And there shall be no more curse, but the throne of God and of the Lamb shall be in it, and his servants shall serve him, and they shall see his face, and his name shall be in their foreheads, and there shall be no night there.And they need no candle, neither light of the sun. For the Lord God gives them light, and they shall reign forever and ever.
感谢赞美我们的神。
We thank and praise our God.
一千年经过了以后，
After the 1,000 years,
就带进永远。
There's a transition to the eternity.
在永远的里面，
and in eternity,
做王的事情就成了永远的事。
To be a king becomes an eternal matter.
那回过头来看。
Looking back,
那一千年的那一个奖赏或者亏损的事情，乃是神要在那一段时间里头补满我们在神的面前赶不上的。
This looking back, the 1,000 years then thus represents what God's trying to repair, make up for, in us.
我们很清楚地知道,
it's very clear to us.
刚才我们提过,
we mentioned before,
能不能做王, 就在乎我们在跟随主的路上有没有走得合神的心意。
To be a king depends upon whether we are walking in God's will.
这就回到启示录第二章第三章上头的那个现在的事里头去。
And it refers back to Revelation chapter 2 and 3.
一回到这个现在的事的里头去的时候,
and when, which refers to the now.
弟兄姊妹你注意到了, 七个教会, 严格的来说, 七个教会在神的面前都不够完整。
If you look in chapters 2 and 3 when it describes the seven churches, none of them were perfect.
当然有五个教会根本就是在神面前是受责备的。
Five of the churches were rebuked by God.
两个没有给主责备的呢,也是不能说是完整。
The two churches that were not rebuked, we too cannot say that they are perfect.
因为当我们留意第二、第三章的时候,你发觉那个现在的事的里头, 主一个很重的信息摆出来，是要求在教会里头那一批得胜者来承担他们属灵的功用。
You can see in chapters 2 and 3 that God has a serious message for those people that they need to overcome in order to be able to fulfill God's will.
因为这七个教会在神的严格要求上面都不算完整啊。
Because according to God's high standards, these seven churches were not complete.
那教会怎么能成熟呢?
So how can the church become complete? We thank Him
for God.
I won't speak of it
anymore. Brothers
and sisters, you do know, however, that God is calling for the
overcomers.
Do you see the result of the
overcomers?
The result of overcomers is that they accept the richness of God. Overcomers do not accept the complete fullness of God. It's only to accept a portion of God's Christ richness. But when these different parts of God's richness are combined together, that becomes God's fullness.
七封书信是说到整个教会的,
and
不是单说到七个教会的。
In reality, this is not referring just to some churches, but to an entire church.
只是借着那七种教会或者说七个教会的历史里面的事情来归纳出那个完整的教会，它怎么能在神的面前长大成熟？
Really, it only uses the seven churches to show the complete church what it should have.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们在这些事上面，让主打开我们的眼睛看得准。
Brothers and sisters, if we allow Christ to reveal or open our eyes through this,
我们就从长老们的祷告的里头看出一个非常的奥秘来。
From the prayer of the elders, we can see this great mystery.
那个奥秘是什么?
And what is this mystery?
那个奥秘就是,
this mystery is
教会如长大成人了,
the church has will become full grown.
主就回来了。
When that happens, Christ will come back. And when Christ comes back, what must be accomplished will start to occur. So what is the focal point of those things which must be accomplished? It's not those famines which we hear mentioned.
灾难的事是 未来必成的事当中的一个小过程。
The famines that are to occur is only one small part of the things that are to happen.
不是未来必成的事的目的。
It's not the focal point of what is to occur.
那未来必成的事是什么呢?
What is the focal point of that which is to occur?
新耶路撒冷的显出。
It's the revealing of the New Jerusalem.
弟兄姊妹们，当 你看到长老们在那里祷告的时候，他们从回头来看，是看到神在创世以前一直到那时候， 神在救恩里边的安排和预备。
You see in the prayer of the elders that they could see that before the foundation of the world, our God had already prepared in His grace and mercy things for us.
但是他们继续的往前看的时候，就看到神的那个安排到了终结的时候，那是新天新地。
But if they looked further on, they would have seen that the result of God's grace was that we would be there would be a new heaven and a new earth.
这个新天新地。和其中的新耶路撒冷，那个才是永远，那个未来必成的事的必。
And the new heaven and the new earth and the new Jerusalem, that was the fulfillment of Christ.
弟兄姊妹，当我们留意到这个事情的时候，我们才懂得第五章天上那个敬拜为什么那么重要。
If we understand what we've been talking about before here, that is how we can fully comprehend the prayer of the elders in chapter 5.
因着他们的那一个祷告,
it was through their prayers,
带出一个非常宝贵的信息。
That is what has led to this rich message.
我们的主能指着他们祷告所包括的说，我必快来。
Our God can point to the prayer of the elders and say, that is why I'm coming soon.
所有领会到神要做的事情的神的儿女们，他们心里头也又引出一个响应。
For all the believers who understand our God, they all have this resounding response.
像当日约翰在拔摩海岛上所得的反应一样。
I trust that their response will be similar to the ones that John had on the island of Patmos. Lord Jesus,
我愿你来。
I wish that you would come.
巴不得我们今天每一个神的儿女们心里面很紧的让神这样的一个心思来抓紧。
It's true, we truly hope that we can have the same attitude, that we can hold our God closely to our hearts.
我们向着主说，主啊，我愿你来。
That we can say to our God, Lord, I'm willing that you will
come. 这一个我愿你来，也就是那二十四长老祷告所带出的那个结果。
We are willing that you will come back, just like the 24 elders were willing that you will come back.
天和地都在那里响应说。Amen. Amen.
And heaven and earth will resound with Amen. Amen.
但愿主用着他自己的话时刻苏醒我们的灵来指导我们在跟随主的路上一直走到合主的心意上面。
May the Lord's word truly revive our spirit and cause us to walk on the path towards Him.
我们一同有点祷告。
Let's have with the word, end with a word of prayer.
主啊，我们向你俯伏敬拜。
Lord, we bow down and worship you.
虽然人的话常把你自己心里头的意念来打岔。
Even though man's words may distract us from you.
但是你能借着圣灵的运行向我们说出你要我们明白的话。
But you through the Holy Spirit cause us to know what is your will.
而且我们仰望我们的主。
And so we look upon you.
你不单是叫我们看见将来必成的事。
You not only cause us to see what will be accomplished.
你也让我们里面非常清楚地看见你已经把完成这个未来必成的事情所该做的你全都做好了。
But you have showed us that you are prepared the way for us, for all things to be accomplished.
如今你所等待的就是等待说我们这些称为你名下的人来跟上你的心思好预备你的道路。
And you are waiting for us who follow your purpose to prepare your way for you.
好像当日你用着施浸约翰来预备你到地上来的道路一样。
Just like you sent John the Baptist to prepare the way for our Lord Jesus.
主，我们承认我们都是软弱无知的人。
Lord, we must confess we are weak and without understanding.
但愿主的怜悯扶持我们，把我们从人的缺陷的里边完全给带回，向着你绝对的
Lord, may you bring us out of our own incompleteness into your will and your choosing. Lord, we worship you. Because our weakness does not dampen the ardor of your love.
你不住地让我们去领会耶和华的热心，必成就这事。
You constantly cause us to see that the Lord is willing to accomplish this.
求我们的主，你赏给我们够用的信心，来跟上你那荣耀的旨意。
Lord, may you give us sufficient faith so that we may follow your eternal purpose.
我们仰望你。
We look upon you.
我们敬拜你。
We worship you.
我们说唯有你是我们一切的拣选。
We can truly say that you are our only choice.
主，但愿你吸引我们。 一直到那一天，与你面对面，显在荣耀里。
May truly you guide us so that we can see you face to face in your glory.
我们将祷告感谢，奉主耶稣基督的名。
We give you prayers and thanksgiving in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.